أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والكرام على أفضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد والمحمود الأحمد أعني أبا القاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وسهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى أوصيائه لا سيما بقية الله في الأرذين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلاة على محمد. May Allah accept the a'mal and ibadat of all the people who are performing any sort of ibadat regarding the Azadari itself and are attending in improving their knowledge, even if you do not learn more in the majalis, in the sense that it may be all repetition for you, then there is still sawab of attending these majalis. There is reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for attending. For the people, those who attend for the sake of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. We have been given many blessings. In fact, everything that we have is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is impossible for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings He's given us. Even this blessing of thanking Him is another blessing of Allah. Many people day in and day out utilize the blessings of Allah but never thank Him for it. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That a person who does not thank the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not thanked Allah. We all need each other and we all depend upon each other. There are incidents that take place within our life. Effects of these incidents last for sometimes a few moments, at other times a bit longer, for hours, sometimes the whole day, and sometimes many days to come. Small incidents in our life, their effects are with us many times for days and weeks and months. And many times these may last for years, especially the recent incident of 9/11. You can see the after effects of it even today. A few years have gone, but we still see the effects of it. The enemy has utilized it to be a means for oppressing us, the general Muslims. The effects of many of these incidents last for very long. But no matter how important the incident, there will be a time where the effect of that incident has been lost completely. But we see this incident of Karbala, that even after 14 centuries, we still feel the effects of this incident. And as an effect of that incident, we gather every year in the month of Muharram, in the month of Safar, and we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The effects are that we still believe in Islam. We believe in the teachings of Islam. We believe in Quran. We believe in the Holy Prophet, his prophethood, his infallibility. This is the greatest effect of the incident of Karbala. The ulama believe that even this kalima, this adhan, this Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah, not the oneness of God itself, but this bearing witness of the oneness of God, they are all effects of the incident of Karbala. You can never say that anyone can save Tawheed, oneness of God, because Tawheed itself saves everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone to be. But today that we bear witness that there is no God but Allah, this would have not existed. It only exists due to the sacrifice Sayyidul Shuhada made. And everything depends upon it. The whole teachings, the whole setup of Islam itself, everything is due to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. What was it that made Imam Hussain live through the time? What is it that he did? We still remember him today. A thinker in the history of Islam says that if you look at the companions of the Holy Prophet, there are many incidents you would find that these people, those who were amongst the Holy Prophet or around the Holy Prophet, when he was performing ablution, wudu, they would not let the water of his ablution drop on the floor. They would take it in their hands or in a pot, a utensil, and utilize it for the sake of cure because they regarded it as tabarruk, means of barakat, because it touched the body of the Holy Prophet. Are you all paying attention, inshallah? If I could have a salawat, if you are paying attention, if you are not paying attention, then do not say a salawat. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. This thinker, scholar says, the people of Medina, the companions of the Holy Prophet, who would not let the water drop the floor because it touched the body of the Holy Prophet, within half a century, 50 years, 11th century, the Holy Prophet left this world. 61 Hijrah, 11th Hijrah, I meant. 61 Hijrah, Sayyidul Shuhada was killed by the same people who said the Shahadatain, who believed that there was a messenger called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He puts up a question. He says, what happened in 50 years that the people who did not want to let the water that touched the body of the Holy Prophet on the floor, they were shedding the blood of the Holy Prophet. They were ready to kill the grandson of the Holy Prophet within 50 years. The people would not give away the tabarakat of the Holy Prophet, the things that touch the body of the Holy Prophet, his shoes, his clothes, other things. But they were willing to shed the blood of Sayyid al-Shuhada. What happened? Just look at a few incidents that I want to mention. Abdullah ibn Abbas, a great companion of the Holy Prophet, one of the most learned companions of the Holy Prophet, or probably the most learned companion of the Holy Prophet. The ulama call him Hibrul Ummah, the ink of all of the ummah, because he is the most learned scholar according to them. He has both of the sciences very well learned, tafsir and hadith. He is a mufassir and a muhaddith. When Sayyid al-Shuhada declares that he is leaving Medina, and the reason is because Yazid has asked him for paying allegiance to him, Abdullah ibn Abbas comes to the Holy Prophet's grandson and says, Ya ibn Rasulullah, do not leave Medina, because if you leave then you will be killed. That's how Yazid is. He says, yes, I know that. He said, if you know that you will be killed, then why are you taking your sisters with you? He says, because my message will be saved through my sisters. Inshallah, we'll mention that later, how they saved the message of Sayyid al-Shuhada. Then he says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you have an abba or a piece of clothing from the Holy Prophet. Leave it with me, because whenever I will miss you, I will embrace that cloth from the Holy Prophet. Look at this great scholar. So learned, and yet he is leaving the grandson of the Holy Prophet, the successor of the Holy Prophet, for a clothing of the Holy Prophet. Many times we forget the original things and we take the secondary things as original, as primary. He says, leave the clothing of the Holy Prophet with me, because whenever I miss him and whenever I miss you, I will kiss it, I will look at it. And of course, our Aimah alayhi salam have said, do not say anything bad about Abdullah ibn Abbas, because he repented. When he heard that Sayyid al-Shuhada died, he cried so much that he lost his eyesight. And he would always say that, I did not go with Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and nor with his two sons, Hassan and Hussein. I left all of them. And he would cry so much that he lost his sight. He became blind. And later he died in 67 or 68 Hijra in Taif, and Muhammad Hanafiya led his prayers, Namaz Janaza. The purpose of mentioning this incident is that, look at this great scholar, Abdullah ibn Abbas. So learned, and yet he does not understand the message behind Imam Hussain al-Islam's Qiyam, standing against Yazid. So learned. He probably understood it, but not the way probably Imam Hussain al-Islam wanted him to understand. You can be learned and yet be so ignorant of the fact. He's stopping Imam Hussain al-Islam from going to Karbala. Many times we advise our older brothers, many times the ulama, and many times we are not advising many of the people because we are sincere to them, but because we want to show them that we are also learned. That's why we advise other people. You see, this advice, because you want to show yourself off, it grows bigger and bigger and bigger until it reaches a stage where you start advising the Imam of the time, alayhi salam. The Imam, who is infallible, who has wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say that you should not many times correct others with wrong intentions just to show yourself off, because that would lead to disobedience of the Imam alayhi salam, as many people have done. Look at this person who says that he is the closest companion of the Holy Prophet, and him and others living in Medina. The ones who were not letting the water that touched the Holy Prophet's body on the floor, now they are ready to kill the grandson of the Holy Prophet. What happened? What changed? The same Muslims, the same companions. What happened? Within 50 years, the greatest revolution in the world, the Holy Prophet started with a few people and he established an Islamic state in Medina and outside Medina, spreading up to Yemen and all the other countries. He established it within 2 decades. The effect was so strong that people, when they saw the Holy Prophet, they became Muslims. The effect was so strong, when the people heard the Quran, they became Muslims. The effect was so strong, when they heard the message through the companions of the Holy Prophet, they became Muslims. And yet, within 50 years, it is lost completely because they are ready to kill the grandson of the Holy Prophet. For which Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says, that the Holy Prophet had asked, the Quran had ordered him to ask, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. He had asked for the love of his progeny. Now Imam says that even if the Holy Prophet had asked for the oppression of his ummah, the oppression of his progeny, that his ummah should oppress his progeny, the Imam says they could have not oppressed the ummah as much they have oppressed them after the demand of the love for the Ahlul Bayt. He asked for the love. Ajr al-Risalat was mawaddat, mahabbat, love. And they oppresses Al. What happened? This is what I want to just make clear. What happened within 50 years? What went wrong for the people to be led astray from the Ahlul Bayt? Just a few incidents I want to quickly mention, inshallah, in the oncoming nights, I'll mention probably a few more. They say straight after the Holy Prophet, the people left the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali was oppressed. People came to the door where the Holy Prophet would stand and point with his finger and would say, As-salamu alaykum ya Ahlul Bayt al-Nubuwa. And they burned down that door. Many of our brothers today say that they did not burn down the door. They only brought the fire to scare the door of the Holy Prophet. Fine. For a moment I accept. They did not burn down the door. They only brought the fire to frighten the daughter of the Holy Prophet. But what happened? Why were they trying to frighten the daughter of the Holy Prophet? Was it not the same daughter that the Holy Prophet would stand up for? Was it not the same daughter that the Holy Prophet had said that Fatima tu bid'atu minni, Fatima is a part of me? Whoever pleases her has pleased me. Whoever angers her has angered me. Whoever angers me has angered Allah. Is it not the same Fatima? What happened? What went wrong? When a person asks Ibn Abbas, who had lived after Karbala, they said, Ibn Abbas, when did Hussein die? When was he killed? He said, قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنُ بِالسَّقِيفَ. Hussein was killed in Saqifa. The people said, he has gone old, he has lost his memory, he is not wise anymore. Saqifa happened in 11th Hijrah and the incident of Karbala happened in 61 Hijrah. He is mistaken. No, he hasn't mistaken. You see, if he had mistaken, he would mistake a few years here and there. Not 50 years. What he meant was that Hussein was killed in 61 Hijrah, but the foundation for killing of Imam Hussein was laid in Saqifa. That's when the roots or the seed was actually planted. If Saqifah had not happened, Hussein would not be killed. The people say, the historians say, that after the death of the Holy Prophet, to remind the companions of the Holy Prophet, Hazrat Fatima salamullahi alayha, would go with Imam Ali alayhi salam and the two sons to the houses of Ansar, people living in Medina. She would knock the door and say, have you forgotten that you paid allegiance? You did bayat to Ali ibn Abi Talib? They would cry and say, you have now reminded us, we repent. As soon as they would say that we repent, Imam Ali would say, then get ready. I would meet you before Fajr in so and so mosque. Shave your head, bring a sword with you and meet me at so and so masjid. They say days passed, weeks passed, months went away. Imam Ali used to go every day to that mosque, pray the Fajr alone and come back home. When the Nabi Sayyidah would ask, Ya Ali, what happened? Did anyone turn up? He would say, Yabnat Rasulullah, O daughter of the Holy Prophet, no one came. Ansar would make the promise and would never turn up. In one night, one of the companions says that I saw a person walking to the houses of Ansar. When I looked at his face, it was Ali ibn Abi Talib. With him were two little kids. On a horse there was a lady, an old lady, who was in hijab. I could not see her face. I could not recognize who this old lady was. When I asked the people who came last night, they said that was the daughter of the Holy Prophet. I said to myself and asked them, but the daughter of the Holy Prophet is very young, she is under 20 years of age. The lady that came to your door seemed like an old lady. He said, because of the tragedies, because of the oppressions, Fatima has turned very old. The things started changing after the Holy Prophet. People, those who were hiding the hatred for Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he had killed their family members in the battles, in Badr, Uhud and all the other battles, they were now taking it out. In the plains of Ghadir Khum, when the Holy Prophet asked all the people to pay allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know the famous incident when the Holy Prophet took the arm of Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, Man kuntu mawla fa hadha aliyun mawla. He showed everyone Imam Ali alayhi salam. Hadha aliyun mawla. They say everyone stood up and said, Bakhin bakhin laka ibn Abi Talib. Asbahta mawlaya wa mawla kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina. The Holy Prophet said, it is not enough. Every one of you must pay allegiance, must do bay'at of Ali ibn Abi Talib before you leave. Are you all with me, inshallah? He said, you must not leave. A person came forward, he said, Ya Rasulullah, there is no water here. He said, dig a hole, dig a well here. He made them dig a well. Probably he wanted some people to become busy, so they don't go around disturbing others, spreading shar. When they dug a well, they said, Ya Rasulullah, the water is not sweet, it is not drinkable. He went forward and put some saliva in it. He said, now drink it. They said, Ya Rasulullah, now it is drinkable. But they said, Ya Rasulullah, there is nothing to eat. He said, slaughter my camel. He said, Ya Rasulullah, there are thousands of people here, over 100,000 people according to histories. He said, yes, don't you recall? I fed a whole group of people who used to eat a sheep whole by themselves, with a small piece of sheep. The whole companion, the whole group was fed just by with a small piece of sheep.
One camel is enough. They kept feeding the people and the meat would not become less. This was a miracle of the Holy Prophet. He said no one would leave until they pay allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Imam Ali alayhi salam stood up or sat down for bayat, the people came to the Holy Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ali's hand is facing the ground for bayat. He is not keeping his palm facing the sky. He said, ask Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam why he has done that. When they asked, he said, oh people, I'm not asking you for bayat, I am taking your bayat. There is difference in asking for bayat and taking the bayat. I'm not asking for it, I'm taking the bayat. They all paid bayat, they all paid allegiance. The Holy Prophet said, even the ladies must pay allegiance to Ali ibn Abi Talib. They said, Ya Ali, how would the ladies pay allegiance to you? Because he was masoom. He could have touched the ladies, but he did not want to open the door for the others to do the same thing. Because there were people, those who were coming, who were corrupt. He said, bring a utensil, put water inside it. I will put my fingers inside from this end, and the ladies should put their fingers on the other end. And then they should say words for paying allegiance to me. Now who says that the Holy Prophet did not openly declare the Khilafat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam? When he's taking bayat, they said 3 days continuously. He made the people pay allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam. What more do you want? They say, well, everyone left. Ibn Sharashub, in his book Al-Manaqib, he says that everyone left and there were only 14 people left behind. Everyone paid allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they were all pleased and they all left except for 14 people. They were crying, these 14 people. When I read this, I was thinking who these were. And he continued with other things. He did not mention their names for a page and a half. Then he said, when everyone left, these 14 people stood up. The first one of them was Salman al-Farisi. He came forward and he said, Ya Ali, congratulations to you, the wilayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then came Abu Dhar, he said, Ya Ali, congratulations. So far the people were hiding to attack you. Now they will openly attack you. Then came Miqdad and he said, Ya Ali, so far people had the hatred of yours inside their hearts. Now they will take it out. These 14 were the true lovers of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. The others left because what they were fearing happened. The Holy Prophet announced, they could not take it anymore. They all said the tabriq and they all left except for these 14 people. They truly loved Imam alayhi salam. That was the biggest problem of the ummah in that time. The salat changed, the adhan changed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say salawat inshallah. Even the salat changed. In Bukhari it says that when after 25 years of the Holy Prophet's death we prayed behind Ali ibn Abi Talib, he led the prayers the same way as the Holy Prophet used to lead the prayer. What does it indicate? The prayer had changed. The hatred of the people they had for the Holy Prophet, his Ahlul Bayt, they were taking it out. People were oppressed. Probably I should transfer to Urdu now. Salat, salat everyone. Salat, Muhammad.